Back on Community Connection, I'm Bill Davis, your host. So pleased you made us a part of your Saturday. My good friend Hans Erchinger Davis, Executive Director, Lighthouse Mission, on the line with us right now. I'm assuming, as always, you're staying safe, my friend.
Oh, yes, we're definitely staying safe.
Yeah. Tell everybody, for those who are listening to us for the first time, tell everybody what the Lighthouse Mission does, the history, what you do there. You know, just give us a little overview here.
You bet. So Lighthouse Mission's been operating since 1923 in the heart of Old Town here in Bellingham, serving Whatcom County predominantly, but we also get folks from Skagit Island and San Juan counties that access our services. We have three tiers, really, of intervention that we offer, from the early stuff of outreach, getting out there with the shower trailer, the vans, we have these scooters now with coffee backpacks, as well as our base camp facility, which is just entry level, getting people stabilized and on the road to next steps, which our next step is recovery, getting people stabilized, or after stabilization, getting them dealing with the deep wounds that are driving their homelessness and their addictions and life dysfunction. And then the third tier, we call it restoration, where we're getting people back into the workforce, going back to school, getting their kids back out of CPS, becoming real citizens here in the community. Mm-hmm. And that's our great joy, is seeing people transform from this place of incredible suffering to a place where they're flourishing.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing in your life and in their lives as well. We're talking with Hans Erchinger Davis, Executive Director, Lighthouse Mission Ministries. Okay, so we're kind of coming out of COVID. Everybody's getting their second vaccination, but you've already had your two, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
our whole we got everyone we could vaccinated, just to be on the safe side.
Did you have any reaction, by the way? I'm talking about a physical reaction to it.
Oh, yeah. I was knocked out pretty good on that second shot.
So what happened to me? Nothing. I mean, when I got my second shot with a nurse, I didn't even know what had happened. She was sort of like, poke, bang, and she said, you're done. And I went, wait a minute, are you sure? And she goes, yeah, you're fine. Nothing. I had nothing happen. I guess I was one of the lucky ones, right?
Yeah, maybe. I've heard different reviews from different folks.
Maybe I didn't even get the second one. Maybe I did. Maybe she didn't. Well, anyway, that's another story. We're kind of coming out of COVID. So we got this, a little more of a positive attitude about things opening up, and we're going to get to a certain phase, and maybe one day it'll be the new normal, but it'll be close to the normal that we had before. But, of course, it lends itself to talk about homelessness and the problem in Whatcom County, and, of course, all across the United States as well. A lot of people do, some hand-wringing, and even though they're positive about, COVID and coming out of the dark here, they're going, oh, well, homelessness will never cure it. Well, there's problems.
I think there's certainly gaps, absolutely.
Yeah.
But there are some very robust solutions to the issue of homelessness in our community, and that's something that we forget sometimes. I mean, for example, the mission's been operating, right, since 1923.
Yeah.
We engage half the homeless population of Whatcom County on a daily basis. That's around 2,500 unique individuals in a year that we engage that are experiencing homelessness in one way or another. And that's really putting people on a trajectory towards life change. But there's tons of other operations as well in terms of, like the Opportunity Council or Lydia Place or the Homeless Outreach Team from Opportunity Council. Or there's a lot of groups out there that are doing good work that we partner with to ensure that people stay solid on that trajectory out of homelessness. And that's one of the things I think we forget sometimes when we hear a lot of folks saying the sky is falling, everything's falling apart,
right.
No one's going to be able to make it. Well, no, actually, there's some incredibly robust solutions in our community. And so I have a ton of hope for the future when it comes to homelessness in our community. And two, I'd say, some of the initiatives that we're up to here at the mission, some of the new things coming down the pike are really going to fill out the continuum, fill some of those missing gaps that our community sees. I mean, some of those missing gaps are things like we're seeing way more seniors than we've ever seen falling into homelessness. And it's really helpful to have a different type of intervention for them. We're seeing, medically fragile folks. We're seeing some of the real behavior challenges with mental health and things like this that require specialized intervention. And I'm pretty excited, actually, about what's coming down the road to help resolve some of those issues and really give people a fighting chance.
Hans Erchinger Davis with us. He is the Executive Director of Lighthouse Mission Ministries. I was getting ready to ask you about, a typical day. Like, somebody comes to, base camp, or somebody comes to the mission, down near the waterfront, and they say, I need help, I'm homeless. And I was going to have you just kind of take me through you know, the process there, but it just suddenly hit me, probably every single person that comes to you guys has a totally different story, and you have to react totally differently, don't you?
Yeah, we really have to respond on a case-by-case basis. For example, there's a lot of folks camping out in motorhomes on Cornwall Avenue.
Right.
And folks that are motorhome camping are some of the most difficult folks to reach in the sense that they've generally kind of become accustomed to the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it's easy to stay in a camper and your stuff's relatively secure. But the challenges are people often overdose in those campers and don't get found for weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's a really, really challenging group of folks to try and get out. Well, a great story recently, one of our outreach workers engages the folks down there, and he's been connecting with the guy, and the guy just, you know, stuck in his addiction, can't get out of it, staying in his motorhome, not getting out of it, and we were able to fast-track him into our recovery program because this guy was highly motivated. He didn't have to go through base camp to get there. Mm-hmm. And that was a special circumstance. This guy had done some recovery work in the past in another city. We knew the group he had worked with. We had talked to their case managers, and we're able to fast-track him into our recovery program that's a very robust, long-term, in-house recovery program. And he's now beginning to thrive. So, you know, each person has different stories. Another person might be camping by a creek and not want to come in for weeks, but the outreach continues to work with him, builds friendship and trust. And the moment that guy is ready, that window of opportunity, he calls our outreach team. We come pick him up, get him into base camp immediately, and start him on the road towards life recovery.
Yeah.
It's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. You've got moms that come in fleeing domestic violence. It's a different kind of intervention. You work with them in the special ways they need. It's always very diverse. It's actually what keeps our work very interesting here because we're always, you know, have these new problems to solve.
Yeah, no one size fits all at Lighthouse Mission Ministries at all. Well, in the minute or so we have left to chat with you, Hans, I know folks who are listening to us, they want to help. They might want to donate, volunteer, or you know, do other things with you just to keep the mission on its path to basically, hopefully one day, ending homelessness. Wouldn't that be nice?
That's right.
In Whatcom County. How would they go about assisting you guys?
Yeah, one of the best ways to really understand the issue and then do something about it is to volunteer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just now starting to open up our volunteerism here at the mission. We've been pretty careful about COVID, but as those restrictions loosen, we're able to open it up more. And our staff are looking forward to to those of you volunteers out there because they've been having to carry quite a heavy load this last year without volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, volunteering is one of the best ways. Of course, we always need the financial fuel to keep the lights on and keep these programs operating and serving those 2,500 people every year, actually more this last year with COVID. We need those resources, so hop on our website, go to thelighthousemission.org, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, those types of things, too. It really gives you a sense of what we're about.
I always am uplifted and feel so much better after I have a conversation with Hans Erchinger Davis. My week may be going into the toilet sometimes, but as soon as you and I get together and chat, I suddenly feel like, you know, the world might be a better place after all. It's always good to talk.
Good.
Yeah, it's always good talking with you. My pleasure. And come back and visit us anytime, Hans.
Will do, Bill. Thank you.
Hans Erchinger Davis, Lighthouse Mission Ministries, and we'll continue with the show in a moment on KGMI.